Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Sorry, I was vibing to some Motley Crue there.
You love it.
Got lost in that for a second.
How many Crue concerts have you been to, Cakes?
Ooh, that's a great question,
JP. I'm going to guess four.
Let's see if I can recall. I definitely saw them with Warrant as the opener. Warrant is a very highly overrated hair metal band. They kind of suck. But I saw them, saw that double bill. Saw them with Whitesnake opening. That was pretty damn good on the Girls, Girls, Girls tour. I think I've only seen them twice. I think I was inebriated.
I'm sure you were.
At least one of those shows. And not inebriated from alcohol. It was from a different substance.
Our girl Christina.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Christina, who used to work here, who works over at Capital One Hall, is trying to hook me with tickets to a concert at Capital One Hall.
Okay.
To go see. It's called, the band's called Rumors.
Okay. Oh, it's a Fleetwood Mac.
It's a Fleetwood Mac cover band. And I've been following them on YouTube for, I don't know, for 5 years, six years. They're real. If the same members are in it, they're really, really good.
That's probably going to be a great night.
So I was just at that Yacht Rock concert, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
We were talking about all the songs.
You're a Capital One Hall mark is what you
are.
It's
a great venue.
I need to get out there.
It's an awesome venue.
Where exactly is it?
It's in Tyson's.
It's on the other side of the Beltway from Tyson's.
Oh, that might have to be my new joint.
Yeah. Might have to be.
You know where the big Capital One building is?
Yes,
on Beltway?
I know where it is. Yeah.
It's right. It's basically attached to it. Mm-hmm. But anyway, so hopefully I get hooked with the old ticks. Thank you, Christina.
Here's the headline. Is just.
Do I ask for too much?
Valdez, honestly, have you ever seen guys who like do as well as they do, get more sized
for free stuff
than the four guys. Now, be honest. Like,
no, he gets
everyone likes
the,
free stuff.
He gets caught up in the wake. He gets some freebies, too.
We're going to the cigar shop together next week. But I'm just saying, have you ever seen four guys that do as well get as excited?
So what makes you guys unique?
We're white trash from PG County.
Yeah, I love it.
We can't escape that.
Love it.
That's all there is to it.
And we know a lot of people.
We certainly do.
Yeah.
We don't know this person. Her name is Dr. Rena Malik. She's a urologist and reconstructive surgeon in California.
I get her on my YouTube all the time.
Oh, I do.
Yeah, she's one that comes up all the time.
Well, apparently she told the Diary of a CEO podcast, which to me sounds like the most boring. There are a lot of boring podcasts out there. Diary of a CEO.
Yeah, but what if you were
like
a CEO? What if you were your own business? Maybe you would want to listen for tips.
Okay. Have you ever heard of or listened to a Diary of a CEO?
Well, no, but he's got no interest. He listens to a lot of boring podcasts.
I listen to a lot of podcasts. Yeah. I listened to the one Erica, the head of Barstool, her podcast, and it was all about business.
Okay. Well, she was on the Diary of a CEO podcast, which I'm sure is wildly successful. Probably not. She said that a man's nose may be a better indicator of junk size than hands.
Well, let
or
me say
feet.
This. Sorry.
She couched it.
All right, let me say this. Right, she did.
What did she say at the end?
Let me say something here.
Well, she couched it. What'd she say?
It may be a better indicator. I've always taken true pride in my big hands and big feet for that reason. I'm telling you.
Well,
I got big ass hands.
Further down
and
the story,
big feet.
It says in Japan, the average junk size is 4 1/2, according to previous research. I've got Otani crushed.
You got him killed.
I've got him just destroyed.
I'll bet against that.
Yeah. Well, he may be an outlier, but I've got Otani's relatives destroyed.
Right. I'm actually pissed because I haven't measured my nose yet. And I know these guys
You could have a tiny nose.
I know. And I looked in the mirror when I saw, maybe at some point I did look in the mirror, although I tried to avoid him. I looked in the mirror and I looked at my nose and I went, it's not like a very big honker.
It's not that silly. It's not that big.
I mean, it's an average nose.
I don't buy into that crap. Where was that story posted?
But you guys, all right, so if you give the nose the size and the what it allegedly equates
give it credibility, the theory.
Well, because they give basic parameters.
So researchers in Japan measured the size, and this is gross, by the way, just to let you know, the size and weight of the reproductive organ of 126 dead Japanese men.
Oh my God!
This is how they got the numbers.
They cut their Johnsons off and they put it on the scale.
I don't.
They have to. How else do you weigh a guy's Johnson?
I don't know.
This is important science. It's fine.
I'm just saying.
So they also measured their nose size, which was documented by measuring the distance from between a person's eyes.
Well, let me say this for these poor Japanese guys. Everybody knows what happens to you when you're cold. And you're never colder than when you're dead.
They're not sized.
No. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
doesn't rigor mortis make you stiff?
Well, that's true too. But maybe that offsets.
Oh,
it.
Now we have a list of the countries with the
biggest noses.
No, with the largest junk revealed.
All right. Well,
but is it not the nose, or is it the gap between the eyes?
What do you want to do?
You come here.
You measure the nose size by measuring the distance from between a person's eyes to where the nostril starts.
Come here and measure.
Near the tip of the olfactory organ, which is your nose.
Drab, will you want to come in here and measure?
We got Roger to measure our noses. We need a standard measure.
No, all right, so
and
you
he's very
him?
Technical.
All right.
And he got a string.
All right, but hold on.
But I don't. If you don't want to participate, Bish or whoever, it's fine. We're not going to force you to.
I think he would do this.
It's so stupid.
Hold on. I'm not claiming. I already know mine's shrunk. It used to be sillier.
Your nose?
No, my legit silly. Hold on.
But did you tell us you gain an inch if you lose 15 pounds?
Come on, Roger. Hey, but I'm asking you all the one question. No one's answering it. What? If your nose is 1 inch, how long is your Johnson?
If your nose is 1.8 inches, which is the smallest on the scale here, your Johnson size is 4.1. If your nose is 2 inches.
I can tell you got a small nose.
My nose, by the way, trumps all of these measurements. even their biggest measurements.
Well, we'll see.
Here's why I know it's not true, because I know some guys that got some big ass noses. Now I've never checked out their junk, but I guarantee.
You're just guessing. My nose is not long. It's not that long. Believe me.
So here's the deal.
On the mic, Roger.
This is the deal with that.
Yeah.
There's a little
Roger
mark
looks like
every
he has a big
there's a black mark right on the string.
I see. Go ahead.
Just measure, Roger.
Roger's the MVP. Yeah, right, he's always the MVP. Right.
Yeah, take your hat off. Turn it around.
Roger
whatever.
The Dodger.
All right. You want me to show you, Roger?
No, I thought you were supposed to measure it down.
You are.
Did you tell him
how he's to measuring it the wrong way?
Is scientific in any fashion?
Are you surprised?
He said an inch and a quarter. That's like the world's
smallest. Yeah, we measured it the wrong way. Cake said it's supposed to be from like the eyes down.
Are you sure he's an engineer? Isn't he supposed to be an engineer?
Yeah, the tower's getting ready to collapse.
It's from between the eyes to the tip of your nostrils.
He wishes Godzilla was collapsing the tower.
Right. He'd come to work every day for that.
What am I?
Drab's going to do the measurements.
We're doing a big reveal. We're going to do a whole.
You've been fired, Roger.
Yeah, we're going to do a big totem pole.
Yeah.
Actually, I kind of want to measure Roger.
I guess Roger's bad with anything organic. Like, he's good with, like, electronics.
I think based on the eyeball test, Roger would be holding in this contest.
Yeah. He looks like he's got a hunker on him. Yeah. Let me see your hands. Good-sized hands?
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah, they're not bad for your size. You got pretty big hands. I think Jason's got a honker on him. I really do.
I mean, we'll see. He does hype up the really Coke can, so we've known that over the years.
You got a big nose.
Man, it's not small.
I mean, I'm not saying it's a bad-looking nose. It's a fine-looking nose.
It's proportioned to his body.
It's a fine looking nose, but yeah. you've got a large nose.
Yeah, you got a large nose.
Yeah, yeah. My family has large noses. What can you do?
Oh my god!
I always like to hype up my butt nose. I don't know if that really works
Cakes.
For me.
I think Cakes got the world's tiniest nose. This kind of falls in line. I think
that's why I think the study's real.
There might be something to it. All right, Drabby, you're going to give a big reveal?
Hold
please?
Up. We got to do Roger's nose, though. Yes.
Roger?
Please.
Yeah. Can we measure your nose? You might have the biggest one here.
Roger's going to be the John Holmes of this contest.
Take your glasses off, Roger.
I mean, if Roger's walking around with a Louisville slug in his pants, there's no justice in the world.
You can tell he's got the biggest nose. he's got an enormous nose.
He holds it.
He looked like Pinocchio.
I always wondered how Roger got, you know, no had a family and
hey, no wonder he limps around here.
Roger.
You're hauling that thing around. No wonder you limp around the station.
Oh, right. That's why his pants are so low.
Yeah, he's the Greg Olson of 106.7 The Fan.
All right, do you want to reveal? Do drum rolls here? What are we doing? This is hilarious.
I guess we'll go smallest to biggest.
All right. Let's do Cakes first.
We're rooting for big noses.
Yeah, I need my nose to be bigger. It's so small. It's so small and cute.
According to my measurements.
Yeah.
Out of the four junkies, the one with the smallest nose and hence the smallest Johnson.
Yes.
Eric Bickle.
Really?
His nose doesn't look smaller than Cakes's.
I'm telling you, it's an optical illusion.
Well, Cakes turned sideways.
You're just under two and a quarter.
All right.
Just eyeball.
What is Cakes's nose?
EB, let me see your profile.
Eyeball is Bickle's bigger.
Bickle's is bigger, right?
I don't know. It's faulty measurement.
Again, it's very unscientific what was happening.
Let's do, the string doesn't lie.
Let's do eye bags measurement. Let's do that next. You guys are neck and neck.
Hey,
you guys are neck and neck.
I don't know if I want Drab to be a part of the chain gang in the NFL.
Everybody's coming up short.
Coming in third place.
All you want to do is avoid last.
Two and a third. Cakes.
Two and a third. So you got me by...
He's got you by...
Got you tenth of an inch or something? Or?
Yeah. Yeah. You won't whip them out right now, both of you.
All right.
Tell you,
now
I
it's between JP
strong.
And Jason. And between these two guys, the one with the biggest nose at 2.5.
It's got to be Lurch.
John Paul Flame.
What? Really?
He's got a long nose. He's got a little.
There you go.
I don't think so. I don't know.
Come
where
measure.
Where are you measuring from? It's all
in between the eyes.
Between
down.
The eyes. Yeah. Then it follows all the way down
to the end of the
nose.
I would bet all my. Listen, I know. I've seen. Listen, I literally have seen Jason's. But he. His nose is the biggest nose in here.
Who has the biggest nose in?
But, not, but
it's
not,
behind
it
the glass.
It could be the widest, but maybe not the longest.
No, I'm talking about the length. I'm looking at the length. You got a your nose.
Why don't he do the measurement?
Drab was very upset because we all measured ours in the studio, and Drab was the only person out of everyone here whose nose is less than two.
it's impossible.
What was Roger's,
it's
by
impossible.
The way?
Roger's was 4 inches. I measure my own nose. I measured everyone else's.
No, we measured each other. I haven't had Mar do it. I did it, and I confirmed it with Mar. Drab's nose is less than two.
Can we get Roger's number? Did he indeed have the biggest nose?
He had to.
Roger does have the biggest nose. And he is. Roger, he is... Just a hair. He's touching 3 inches.
Oh, wow. So 3 times 1.8, is that right?
He's got a foot long in his shorts.
He's got a Godzilla dog.
No.
He's got a half a foot long.
What was the math? Was it times 1.8?
It doesn't matter.
Who knows?
No. He's holding.
Yeah,
that boy needs some big underwear.
Well, it hadn't gotten him anywhere.
I actually look at Roger differently.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Roger's got some swagger.
He's got some swagger that none of us knew about.
Yeah, he does. Good for him.
You
good
look at him differently.
Good for that guy.
Big old slinky over there.
How does he get those jeans so high?
Well, they're low. That's why he wears them low. You can't pull them up.
All right, we're done with the dong talk.
That has nothing to do with his waist.
Is the dong talk going to bleed over Dylan Strome?
Asking Strome or
ask
how.
Ask him to measure his nose.
No, yeah. I'm not doing
he has a tower in his pants.
Yeah, right.
I am going to tell him he's playing the biggest game of his
career. When he says he's working on the antenna.
Yeah, that's what he's got his own tower.
When we come back, we'll be joined by Dylan Strome from the Washington Capitals. They got a big one tonight against the Pens. He'll join us next.